There are some changes that are coming up this week and things that you should know about, and we are here to tell you about them. And it's going to be a difference, a turning point for us, and we look forward to every time that happens with regard to our recovery. And in the KSRO studio with us, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. I'm happy to see you. This is William Rukeyser from FEMA. Glad to have you on board.
Unlike the last spokesperson, I'm happy with Bill.
Okay, Bill, it is then. Bill, a very exciting transit of ours this week is going to be that the FEMA assistance centers are going to close their doors.
That's right, but that does not mean that FEMA assistance is going away.
Right.
What happens is during every disaster, we have a certain life cycle, and we take our cues from our customers. Foot traffic slows down coming
sure.
into these disaster recovery centers. That's a sign that most people have had their questions answered. At least
their immediate questions,
at
I
least
guess,
their
huh?
questions that they feel most comfortable having a face-to-face dialogue. Now, there are still a few days left.
Yeah, so Thursday is going to be the day that the assistance centers on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa and at the Hannah Boys Center close their doors.
Absolutely. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, we welcome people to come in. If there are any last-minute questions, they want to sit down face-to-face and get some questions answered, that's fine. After that, 1-800-621-FEMA. Help is only a phone call away. People can still go online, disasterassistance.gov. All those things will stick around as long as we're working our way through this disaster. And, of course, the thing to remember is we're working with a number of partners, volunteer organizations, local governments, the community.
Yeah.
The real work is the survivors and the community.
Yeah, we know there's a lot more to do. You don't have to convince us of that, Bill. But it is. I think it's another good sign, and it's a sign that we are moving forward.
It is a good sign. You know, the shock and the stunned feeling is incredible after a disaster. I see that every disaster I work. This is part of the healing process. We're far from getting there, but we're in the process of getting there.
And I know your experience, Bill, is with, I would imagine, hurricanes are in your rearview mirror, for sure.
The previous disaster that I was working was the same one that William was, Hurricane Harvey in Texas.
Yeah.
We were in adjoining counties.
Okay. So this is, you know, I'm not sure what your experience is with regard specifically to wildfires.
You know, the very first fire that I worked, I was working for the state of California back then, was in the education department, and got loaned to the Office of Emergency Services. It was for a neighborhood that was right uphill from where I used to live. I lived on the flats in Oakland. My kids went to school at Kaiser Elementary. 11 of the 12 houses around Kaiser were burned in the big Oakland Hills fire.
In the early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, and that really, you know, it's tragic and it's stunning when you see any disaster. I've worked earthquakes, typhoons, hurricanes, wildfires, but, you know, I know from firsthand experience when it hits close to home,
yeah.
There's nothing like that.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what we're experiencing right now. And, you know, as you say, it's a process. And so most of us are over the part where we are so dumbfounded and shocked by the whole thing that we're paralyzed by it. But the next steps in this whole process, the ones that are really upon us now, can be pretty daunting, too. You know, from a psychological
absolutely.
Standpoint and also, you know, from the sheer logistics of it all.
And, you know, there are speed bumps along the way. There's no diminishing that. The road does go ahead, but there are bumps, there are potholes. One of the potholes I'd like to talk about is determination letters that people who have registered with FEMA are probably getting now. They may have gotten them already.
What is that?
Well, what that is essentially a yes or a no. You know, yes,
you're qualified for assistance.
We've determined that you're going to qualify for so much assistance, or it may be on the contrary. And what I want to mention is, yes, that's a speed bump, but it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the story. I would urge people who have registered, who have gotten a determination letter, which is not the news they want, read it carefully. It probably says in there, we need more information. If you've got any questions at all, come into the Disaster Recovery Center in the next 3 days or pick up that phone, 800-621-FEMA. Why didn't I get the news that I wanted? Do you need more information? Sometimes it's as simple as, we haven't gotten a letter from your insurance company telling us what you're going to get. You know, the law forbids us, FEMA, from duplicating what insurance companies pay out. So that's one of the reasons we need to know what is your insurance.
So there could be a very simple explanation and a fixable explanation process.
It could be fixable. It could be very simple. Sometimes it's more complex, but that may be why you need somebody to walk you through the process.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me because, you know, this is all news to us. You know, this is most of us, thank God.
And, you know,
do not have the experience that you have, for example.
Isn't that great that
it's
most
fantastic,
people,
Bill.
Most people get through life without doing this. And one of the big issues that I see is after a disaster, when people are stunned, that is probably the worst time in the world for learning a new process. And unfortunately, that's what people have to do, whether they're dealing with their insurance companies, dealing with FEMA, dealing with the SBA, which does those great disaster loans.
Right.
You know, all of these things help, but we do have rules that we have to follow. We can help people walk through them. But, you know, we're not minimizing the fact that it's difficult to learn. When you're stunned, it's hard to absorb new processes.
So based on your experience, Bill, in, you know, all kinds of different disasters, in your opinion, how are we doing in terms of our recovery process?
You know, I got to this particular disaster fairly late when my predecessor left. I got a chance to look around some of the areas that were hardest hit. I am so impressed by the amount of work that's going on, by the community spirit, people pulling together.
Yeah, we have that.
The process is going along. I'm not going to minimize the fact that it takes a while, and I'm also not going to minimize the fact that despite our help, the Red Cross, all the great volunteer organizations, people don't get back to the way things were before. You know, there will always be that scar
tissue.
Yeah,
that's an unrealistic idea, isn't it, the way things were before? Because that is never going to happen.
Well,
I mean, we can reinvent, certainly.
Yes, you can. And, you know, it is a mass tragedy, but in the final analysis, it's a number of personal tragedies. And if you've ever lost a loved one, a family member, even a significant pet,
absolutely,
you know that that scar will always be there. It'll recede, but you know there will be days, there will be sights, there will be maybe smells when you'll say, oh, where is that thing that I had in my kitchen that I prized so much?
Yeah, they're
triggers.
It'll take
a second. It's gone for good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the reality that I think, you know, takes its time settling in. And you're right. It ebbs and flows, this process, just like any process of grief does.
And, you know, what we do in terms of FEMA, the grants, the advice that we can offer, we recognize that it's all helpful, but it doesn't do the job by itself. All we can do is offer some assistance and try to mesh well with our partners who are local. They're really doing the heavy lifting. What we're good at, we write checks.
Yeah. Well, and I know you've done a lot of that. In fact, I'm sure there are a lot of FEMA people with writer's cramp up the yacht, you know what, because a lot of checks went out, I noticed, Sonoma County, and we are glad about that. And it must have been, I mean, you probably spent the holiday here in Sonoma County, right?
Actually, I was lucky enough to have a 3-day weekend. This is my first day back at work.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So I did get to hang out with my kids and my grandchildren.
That's good.
Which was a real pleasure. But now I'm back doing something that I consider really important.
And it is important. So today, tomorrow, and Thursday are the final days for the disaster centers.
Hanna Boy Center over in Sonoma, the old Press Democrat building here. Free parking, by the way. Come on down. We are fully staffed until the moment we close our doors. And the help will continue. But for a lot of people, face-to-face communication, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. And there will be questions even as we move forward, and questions that come up over, you know, the next many months, that you may have questions still for FEMA and as far as assistance goes and if your circumstances change. And I think that's why it's important to know the phone number and know the website address for when these disaster centers close.
And shall I,
know,
I do those one
more
time?
Please do, Bill, would you?
800-621-FEMA or disaster assistance, spelled like one word, disasterassistance.gov. And of course, that's open 24 hours a day.
Yeah, we appreciate that part too, because sometimes it's, you wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, I wish I knew.
And as you mentioned, as your circumstances change, you find, unlikely at this late date, but it's still possible, you find that the damage was more than initially reported. Let us know. You hear something new from your insurance company, let us know. The recovery process, as far as disaster assistance, the more information we can give you, the more information you can give us, the smoother the process goes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good to me, Bill. I'm happy you came in today. It's nice to meet you in person, and thank you for watching out for us.
And thanks to the community.
Well, we're glad to still be here, believe me. That is Bill Rukeyser from FEMA talking about the Disaster Recovery Center or the Assistance Centers closing on Thursday. So they will be open Thursday, but they will be closing at the end of business on Thursday.